From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China has warned about the impact of global trading if President Trump proceeds with his plans to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Meantime, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has continued his say that his U.S. tariffs on those imports would be unacceptable and vowed to continue to engage with U.S. officials. More on President Trump's tariff proposals now from VOA National correspondent Jim Malone.
The president roiled financial markets by announcing tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum, a move that drew criticism from both parties.
So we're going to build our steel industry back, and we're going to build our aluminum industry back.
Turmoil is nothing new to the Trump White House and is likely a factor in his historically low poll ratings. But Trump is used to being an underdog. The turmoil also extended to the White House staff, where longtime aide Hope Hicks announced she's resigning. There was also growing speculation about the future of Trump's national security advisor, H.R. McMaster. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
And White House Chief of Staff John Kelly has revealed to reporters it was determined months ago there was no need for dozens of officials to have top secret clearances. U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence is to hold an open hearing on security clearance reform next week. U.S. State Department says it is making permanent its decision to cut staffing at the American Embassy in Cuba. Come 6 months after it recalled a number of diplomatic staffers over alleged health incidents at the Havana embassy. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will be traveling to Africa next week. There will be a meeting there with leaders of Chad, Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Nigeria. State Department spokesperson Heather Norrett.
Secretary Tillerson will meet up with leadership in each country, as well as the leadership of the African Union Commission based in Ethiopia, to further our partnerships with the governments and the people of Africa. In particular, he plans to discuss ways that we can work with our partners to counter terrorism, advance peace and security, promote good governance, and spur mutually beneficial trade and investment.
United States recently put several affiliates of the Islamic State terror group in Africa on the terrorism blacklist. Nathan Sales is the State Department Ambassador at Large and Coordinator for Counterterrorism.
Africa has traditionally been an area in which terrorist groups have operated. And part of the reason for that is because they assess that they're able to move across borders undetected. What we've tried to do is stand up the capabilities, not just of military authorities in the region, but also border security authorities and law enforcement authorities in the region.
Secretary Tillerson's trip also seen as a good opportunity for the U.S. to reaffirm ties with African nations, particularly after President Trump referred to the continent, as well as Haiti, in a derogatory manner earlier this year. Italian pollsters say far-right and anti-establishment parties could make big gains in Sunday's election, with a hung parliament adding to decades of instability there. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting.
Pollsters Reuters spoke with say there's a good chance that the far-right party known as the League could overtake the center-right Forza Italia of former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. The two are part of an alliance of right-leaning groups and are expected to emerge as the largest faction when the dust settles. But they've also agreed that the party amongst them that picks up the most seats in Parliament will also pick the next Prime Minister. And that's not their only concern. On Thursday, officials from the alliance were caught on open microphones fretting over the advances of the anti-establishment Five Star movement. Five Star last polled in the high 20s, but pollsters tell us they could well jump above 30%. That's still not high enough to rule on their own, but it is enough to provide a major headache for the right-wing groups as they try to form a new administration.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. Israeli radio reporting police have questioned Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife Sarah, first time in a corruption case involving the country's largest telecommunications company. And diplomats are saying China has delayed a U.S. request for a U.N. Security Council committee to blacklist 33 ships, 27 shipping companies, and a Taiwan man for violating international sanctions on North Korea. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.